2018, and the property was not in compliance. Following check of the property was conducted before code board on the 30th day of August 2018, and the violation has been corrected. There's a third notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board oppose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recurring, and administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Comment or?
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
So moved. Thank you very much. Next case is AI 30. Case number 201-80204, City of Palm Coast versus Yvonne M. Green, 13 Pine Grove Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D2, nuisance lawn damage.
For the record, respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo from the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one for the improper service. Along with photos taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated, the facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 7th day of August 2018, giving 10 days to comply. Reinspected on the 21st day of August 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were filed in the small cases. Additional recheck was conducted on October 26, 2018, and is still in violation. The final recheck of the property is conducted before code board on the first day of December 2018, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board oppose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 10 days to comply, or a fine of $25 per day until the property comes into compliance, and administrative cost of $69 to the city.
What are we specifically finding in violation as far as the lawn damage?
Like a temporary driveway.
Going to the backyard.
Yes. Yeah.
That's it.
It's an additional driveway.
Okay. That's not in compliance. The water has nothing to do with it.
No.
Because that's from the adjoining property.
That's in the swale.
Make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
So moved. We'll stay with Yvonne Green, case number 201-80880535, City of Palm Coast versus Yvonne M. Green, 13 Pine Grove Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking.
For the record, his father is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo from the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one for improper service, along with photos that depict the conditions of the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 7th day of August 2018, giving 1 day to comply. We inspected on the 14th day of August 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this and all cases. Additional rechecks were conducted on 9/26 and 10/26, and both were still in violation. The final recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 1st day of December 2018. And the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 1 day to comply or fine $50 per day until the property is in compliance, and administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Does Yvonne Green have any idea she's looking at two cases here and the fine is accumulating on both?
I'm not sure about that, but the people living there, I assume are relatives. They don't care. I'm not sure the status of the Yvonne Green. It's hard to get pictures from behind the house, but there's a load of stuff behind it. I can only get the ones like straight on through the woods, but it's pretty.
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
So moved. Thank you. AI 33, case number 201-80900062. This is a repeat. The City of Palm Coast versus Jose Azevedo, 37 Price Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code enforcement officer Romeo for the city of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite warrant for improper service along with photos. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 4th day of November 2016. The violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 1st of September 2018, giving 0 days to comply. Find until in compliance, repeat number one. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of the 1st of September 2018 to the 2nd of September 2018, in compliance on the 3rd of September 2018. A recheck of the property was conducted for code board on the 3rd of September 2018, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony that has been submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board post the following. Motion D, comply to repeat violation, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 2 days in violation, for a total of $200, and administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Comment from the board? Recommendation?
Move city's recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
So moved. Going down to AI 35. Case number 20180410020, a recurring case, City of Palm Coast versus Christopher Dale Berry at 11 Princeton Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance accumulation.
And that's Princeton Lane.
11 Princeton Lane, correct. Section 35-76D1, nuisance accumulations.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code enforcement officer Romeo for the city of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite warrant for the proper service, along with photos that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case as follows. On the 8th day of January 2016, a notice was issued upon reinspection of violations corrected and the case was closed. On the 26th day of May 2017, a notice of violation was written and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 28th day of November 2017, a notice of violation was written and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 2nd day of January 2018, a notice was written and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 18th day of April 2018. Giving 2 days to comply, reinspected on the 5th of May 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this in all cases. Additional recheck was conducted on September 11, 2018, and it was still in violation. The final recheck of the property was conducted for code board on the 6th day of November 2018, and the violation has been corrected. This is the 5th notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Any comment from the board?
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
So moved. Staying with Christopher Dale Berry. Case number 20180401021, City of Palm Coast versus Christopher Dale Berry at 11 Princeton Lane. Palm Coast Code Section 41-11A, trash containers.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one for improper service, along with photos taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. Facts of the case as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 18th day of April 2018, giving 2 days to comply, reinspected on the 5th of May 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. Additional rechecks were conducted on 9/11/18 and were still in violation. The final recheck of the property was conducted before code on the 6th day of November 2018, and the violation has been corrected. Is the first notice given to the same violation on this property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board post the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Move city's recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
So moved.
Thank you.
Big gang down here. Okay, AI 42, case number 2018-08-0093, a recurring case, City of Palm Coast versus Chantel Clark at 20 Smollett Place, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, response now present. Court officer Mike Cadden for the City of Palm Coast. I'm recommending evidence of the composite one proving proper service along with photos taken that show the condition of the date, time, and indicating the facts of the case as follows. On the 23rd day of June 2016, a notice of violation was issued at the time of the inspection. That violation was corrected and the case was closed. 16th day of August 2016, a notice of violation was issued. On re-inspection, the violation was corrected and that case was closed. 7th day of May 2018, a notice of violation was issued. On re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 1st day of August 2018, giving 1 day to comply. Re-inspection on the 6th day of August 2018, the property is not in compliance. Proper notice of procedure followed in all cases. Property has been re-inspected on a weekly basis since the notice was written. Rechecked the property conducted for code board on the 4th day of December 2018. The violation has not been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation of the property owner. Based upon testimony of the case of board, city requesting the board impose the following. Motion C, a fine violation order recommending giving 5 days to comply, a fine of $50 per day, plus $69 administrative cost to the city.
Has been any comment from the homeowner? Because I did see a lawnmower.
The hand gesture when I drive by.
You what?
The hand gesture when I drive by.
Like that's it?
Yeah, there's numerous lawnmowers, gas cans. I've seen two hired contact crews come in there and start the property. They did a little work on the swale in the front yard. And people refused to pay them after they did the work, and they never came back.
Can you blame them?
Is this a rental?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
So moved. Thank you. Oh, we stay with Chantel Clark and AI 43. Case number 2018-08-0094. Recurring case again, City of Palm Coast versus Chantel Clark, 20 Smollett Place, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, inoperable vehicle. Oh, the old flat tire.
For the record, response not present, Code Officer Mike Hatton, the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering evidence of suit composite one proving proper service along with photos taken and show the condition of the date and time is indicated. The facts of this case were as follows. 15th day of December 2017, a notice was issued and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected. 7th day of May 2018, a notice of violation was issued on re-inspection and violation was corrected and the case was closed. Current notice of violation was issued on the 1st day of August 2018, giving 1 day to comply. Re-inspected on the 6th day of August 2018, the property was not in compliance. Proper notice of procedure to file in all cases. And again, this was inspected on a weekly basis since the notice was written. Rechecked the property was conducted for code board on the 4th day of December 2018. Violation has not been corrected. Recommend giving a motion C, fine violation order, giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day, plus $69 administrative cost to the city.
Oh, you don't know if that car is current or not because it's back into the driveway. You can't see the license plate, Stevie.
I would have to assume it's expired, but like I said, I was up there when I posted it, and I was trying to get out of there quick, and I didn't go.
He didn't wave to you this time.
Move city's recommendation.
They have hooked the tires up a couple of times.
And it goes right back.
But not since August.
Second.
I made the motion.
Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So moved. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
AI 51 will be the next case. Case number 2018-08-1039. City of Palm Coast versus James V. and Carmela P. Tiffany and Cambriella Fortunato and Fortunata. 282 Wellington Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Rich with the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite providing proper service on photographs taken that depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice is issued on the 16th of August, 2018, giving 10 days to comply. Reinspection was conducted on the 4th of September, 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Properly notice and procedures were followed in all cases. Recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 4th of December 2018, and violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for this property and property owner. Based on the testimony of the evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order, recommending giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day until the property is in compliance, and administrative cost of $69.
How say you?
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
So moved. Get down to AI 54. Case number 2018-09-0198. A recurring case, seven times. City of Palm Coast versus Alton and Deborah Switzer. 4 Whittier Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Rich with the City of Palm Coast. Entering into evidence, the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. Notices were issued on the 3rd of July 14, 6th of October 14, 3rd of October 16, 15th of March 17, and 17th of May 17. The current notice was issued on the 5th of September 18, giving 15 minutes to comply. Reinspection was conducted on that same day, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedure followed on cases. Recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 4th of September, or correction, December 2018, and the violation had been corrected. This is the sixth notice given to the same property and property owner. Based on the testimony that was submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative cost of $53.50.
And I see a big lawnmower right in front of the garage.
Right.
All you got to do is start it.
Where it sits most of the time.
Make the motion, we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
So moved. Down to the end. AI 55, case number 2018-090211, a repeat case.
Same people.
Same party, City of Palm Coast versus Alton and Deborah Switzer, 4 Whittier Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
For the record, response are not present. Code Officer Rich with the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering the evidence of the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs. This photographs taken depict the conditions on the day as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 10th day of January 2018. This violation was corrected. Repeat notice was issued on the 5th of September 2018, giving 15 minutes to comply. Fine until in compliance. Repeat number one. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of September 5th to September 8th, 18, in compliance. compliance on September 9th, 18. Recheck of the property was conducted on September 9th, 18, and the violation was corrected. Based on the testimony that was submitted in this case, the city requests the board impose the following. Motion D, compile repeat violation request and a fine of $50 a day for the 4 days of violation and a total of $200. Administrative cost is $69.
Looks like that trailer is in the lawn mowing business.
This is the case of the shoemaker who has no shoes.
$69, I'm sorry, correction on the administrative. I have that wrote, but didn't say it right. $69.50 on the
$69.50, so comments?
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
So moved. Last case. Case number 2018-020772. This would be a Massey case. City of Palm Coast versus PC Palm Coast Parkway Investment Holdings, LLC, at 4895 Belterre Parkway, Land Development Code 2.05-04G. Development Order Modification. We've seen this one before.
Good morning. I reckon the respondents are not present. Code Enforcement Officer Luis Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into the city composite of one proof of proper service and a copy of the original board order along with a photograph. The case was heard on the 5th of September 2018. The order was signed on the 11th day of September 2018, giving 5 days to come into compliance or fine for $150 per day until the property comes into compliance. The property is currently still in violation. The property is in violation from September 20, 2018 to December 4, 2018. Property, excuse me, a total of 76 days at $150 a day for a total fine of $11,400. Based on the testimony I've been submitting in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Massey Motion G, still in violation, the fine to continue until the property is in compliance, plus administrative cost of $69.50 to the city. And when the property does come to compliance, an affidavit of compliance will be issued. If the respondent does not pay the fine or request a hearing within 20 days of the affidavit, and an additional amount of $33.40 will be added for the administrative cost.
What was the order modification we were looking for?
They repainted their property, which was against the development order. So they were asked to amend the development order to show the change. They want to bring in what color they want. I spoke to two managers. This was the last one who I gave the hearing notice to. He said he knows of it. Corporate knows of it, and they'll get it done. I was like, well, it's been fine since the last time. And he said, well, he could just pass it forward to corporate. I said, okay. And we are still. They still haven't changed their order, and they're still being fine on a daily basis until then.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Wait, question?
Yeah, so basically it's just to amend it. That's the big deal. The color doesn't matter.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I know they have a move to
pick. It's an approved color.
Yeah.
I mean, they just have to come in and amend their order.
Okay.
For some reason, not why.
Okay, thank you.
And they had an email, corporate has in the beginning, in the very beginning, when they issued a warning notice, so I issued it. They did email zoning department to email them the paperwork, and they did do that, and we haven't received.
Thank you.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All none opposed, so therefore so moved. We are now done for the day. There's no unfinished business to report. No any old business. Any new business. Notice there that the next meeting will be January the 9th, so it'll be the second Tuesday of the month.
Wednesday
of the month, January 9th. until 2019, to say goodbye.